From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It was the summer of 2005 when we last had a new disc from Anthony and the Johnsons. Today, on All Songs Considered, new music from the mournful singer Anthony Hegarty. Hegarty hasn't been silent all these years. You can hear him singing on the dance-infused Hercules and Love Affair record, and then singing with British folk legend Linda Thompson, or Lou Reed, Rufus Wainwright, Brian Ferry, Bjork, and so many more. Anthony and the Johnsons' new EP is called Another World. The songs are moving and reflective. The song Shake That Devil is the one I want to play for you. It starts off slow and moody, but what happens later in the tune is explosive. This is Shake That Devil.
That dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. That dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. Shake that dog right out of me. That dog, that dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. Shake that dog right out of me. That dog, that dog. That bird came at me with a knife. Told me she wanted my life. Shake that bird out of the tree so that everyone can see. Shake that bird right out of me. That bird, that bird. Shake that bird out of the tree so that everyone can see. Shake the bird right out of me. That bird, that bird. That pig took everything I had. That pig made me feel so bad. Shake that pig out of the bush. Now let's give that pig a push. Shake that pig right out of me. That pig, that pig. Shake that pig out of the bush. Now let's give that pig a push. Shake that pig right out of me. That pig, that pig. That dog had his way with me.
That dog,
shake that dog out of the tree. That dog, shake that dog. Shake that dog. That dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. Shake that dog right out of me. Came at me with a knife. That bird told me she wanted my life. That bird, shake that bird. Shake that bird. Shake that bird out of the tree so that everyone can see. Shake that bird right out of me. That pig took everything I had. so bad. That pig, shake that pig. Shake, ooh, shake that pig. Shake that pig out of the bush. Now let's give that pig a push. Shake that pig right out of me. Dog out of the tree, so that everyone can see. Shake that dog right out of me. That dog, that dog.
Anthony Hegarty performing alongside the inspired tenor saxophone of Doug Weiselman at a studio in Woodstock, New York. The EP from Anthony and the Johnsons comes out at the top of October, and it's called Another World. A full CD from the band comes out in January of 2009, and it'll be titled The Crying Light. For all the fame and fuss the Buena Vista Social Club brought to the world music scene, the Cuban supergroup only put out one CD. Sure, there were plenty of solo projects and a documentary film, but the 1997 best-selling world music CD was the only one the band released. Now comes record number two. It's a live album recorded in the summer of 98 at Carnegie Hall. Some of that concert was in the documentary that German filmmaker Wim Wenders did. Now you can hear the full concert on a two-CD set simply called At Carnegie Hall. What I love about this music is how gently it all hangs together. It's both relaxed and precise at the same time. This is the concert's closing song. It's called Silencio.
Duerme en mi jardín. Las blancas azucenas, los nardos y las rosas. Mi alma muy triste y pesarosa a las flores quiere ocultar su amargo dolor. Yo no quiero que las flores se van, los tormentos que me da la vida. Supiera lo que estoy sufriendo por mis penas, lloraría también. Silencio, están durmiendo los nardos y las azucenas. No quiero que sepan mis penas, porque si me ven llorando morirán. Thank you. nardos, los nardos y las azucenas. No quiero que sepan mis penas, porque si me ven llorando, morirán. Porque si me ven llorando, morirán. Porque si me ven llorando,
from the CD by the Buena Vista Social Club at Carnegie Hall, a concert recorded in 1998. These were the musicians that played at the famed club called the Buena Vista Social Club and were put together as a band and produced by Nick Gold and musician Ry Cooter. And you sure can hear the slide guitar of Ry Cooter in that song. Rafael Sadiq sings old school soul music. Think Marvin Gaye in 1965. Rafael Sadiq was born Charlie Wiggins about 40 years ago in Oakland. As Rafael Wiggins, he played alongside his brother in a band called Tony, Tony, Tony. I was just in the mood for something light and upbeat, and after hearing Anthony and the Johnsons record, this fits the bill. The song is called Love That Girl.
Such a love child, and every man in this place would love to be in her space. As the night settles down, she'll meet a lot of clever clowns, and I'll do my best to be better than the rest. She is so.
And tender,
and I'm
Rafael Sadiq. This song is called Love That Girl. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Woven Hand was once the solo project for David Eugene Edwards. These days, his solo project is now his soul project, and his band 16 Horsepower, his fierce rock project, is no more. David Eugene Edwards is always worth hearing. His lyrics are infused with memorable imagery. The sounds are often a mix of cacophony and melody. And on this song, he's playing the instrument that gave 16 Horsepower that indelible sound, the Argentinian squeeze box known as the bandoneon. From Woven Hand, this is White Knuckle Grip. Woven Hand from the CD 10 Stones, the song we played was White Knuckle Grip. Scott Garrett spends his time at the maximum security wing of the Oregon State Hospital working as a music therapist. At night, he's Super Double X Man, the most charming offbeat rock singer since Jonathan Richman. Super Double X Man's current collection of songs includes ideas inspired by his day job at the hospital. This is the most obvious. It's called Medication.
My head, it might explode. My head, oh my head, might explode. I've taken too many medications. I don't I've taken too many medication. I've taken too many medications. I've taken too many medications. I don't know, 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 I don't know. And my heart
goes below
my heart. I've got vows. I've taken too many medications, I don't know. And my heart, oh my heart. And my heart, got a bleeding heart, for sure. I've taken too many medications, I don't know. I've taken too many medication. I've taken too many medication. I've taken too many medications. I don't know, 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 I don't know.
This CD is called Volume 12, There'll Be Diamonds. That's Super Double X-Man, and the song was called Medication. By the way, Scott Garrett will be performing at my desk as part of our Tiny Desk Concert Series, and that'll happen on the 22nd of October. We've just posted another in our series of small, intimate concerts, this one by Lamb Chop's Kurt Wagner. You can see that video performance in part on our All Songs Considered live concert podcast, or you can go online and see Kurt Wagner at npr.org/tinydeskconcerts. Keep an eye out for other full concerts at venues like the 930 Club, the Black Cat, including Ra Ra Riot and Of Montreal, all that in the coming weeks. Our newsletter is the best way to keep on top of that. Go to npr.org/allsongs to subscribe to the All Songs Considered newsletter. A few other items before we play our final cut. NPR has put some new tools on the site to help you tell us what you think. So now you can leave comments about music stories and news stories on the NPR.org site. What changes is that you have to sign up. So now to post on our blog, for example, you have to register. Try it out. I think you'll be pleased at the kind of conversation going on. For example, we put the entire new Bob Dylan record online a week before its release, and the comments were great to read. A lot of really knowledgeable Dylan fans out there. So register at npr.org and put your thoughts online. We'll go out now on Dead Confederate. I saw them when we presented them at this year's South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin. At the time, they had an EP out that I liked. Their live set was loud and it was really impressive. I especially liked the guitar playing and the tone. It has mystery, and this next song is a good example of that mystery. From their debut CD called Wrecking Ball, this is the Athens band Dead Confederate and the song It Was a Rose. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our editor is Stephen Thompson. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Is it pretty? Is it a rose?